In an extraordinary public appearance this evening, the embattled chief executive of Hong Kong, Carrie Lam, has offered a new apology, a sincere apology, she says, over her handling of the now suspended extradition bill that brought more than a quarter of Hong Kong's population onto the streets in protest. She's also retreated from earlier claims that the demonstrators were rioters. In a moment, we'll talk to our correspondent Nick Dole in Hong Kong, but first, here's part of Carrie Lam's statement this afternoon.
The concerns over the past few months have been caused by deficiencies in the work of the SAR government over the amendment exercise. I personally have to shoulder much of the responsibility. This has led to controversies, disputes, and anxieties in society. For this, I offer my most sincere apology to all people of Hong Kong. Some of those who joined the processions, as well as my police colleagues who maintained law and order, and media workers covering the incidents were injured in the conflicts. I am very saddened by this. During the several processions, we saw many people who love Hong Kong taking to the streets to make their views known to the government. Parents took part for the sake of the next generation. Some who usually remain silent, and many young people, felt the need to express their opinions. I understand these feelings. To those young people who have participated peacefully to express the views, let me say, I understand you expect your chief executive to listen to different voices and to respect and care for young people.
Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, there. Well, Nick Dole is in Hong Kong for us. Nick, a new, very sombre apology from Carrie Lam. She had already apologised. Why this new mea culpa?
Well, her initial apology came as up to 2 million people were marching through the streets, and she gave that apology in the form of a written statement. So I think a lot of people felt that that was really just a last-ditch attempt to try to cool some of the tensions on the street. Now, a couple of days later, she's fronted the cameras, and yes, she says it's a sincere apology, and she says that she saw all of those people, and many of them were families marching through the streets, all of them peaceful, really. And she says that it's her job to take their views on board. But while there are a range of views, and this protest has kind of morphed into being one about a lot of issues, the extradition bill itself is the main one, and she really hasn't gone as far as what many protesters want. Yes, they wanted an apology, but they want an ironclad guarantee that this extradition bill, which could mean that people are arrested here in Hong Kong and sent to mainland China, they want a guarantee that will never come back, that it will be withdrawn from the parliament, and she hasn't been able to do that. She's actually still speaking right now, and question after question has come to her from local and international media. Why won't you just say the word retract? Why won't you just use that word? And she can't seem to do that. She says, look, it's not on the agenda right now. We don't have a time frame to reintroduce this bill. And she says, you know, if I can't be certain that people's concerns are sort of taken care of, then I won't reintroduce it. But she's not retracting it. And I think her failure to do that will make a lot of people angry again.
Because there are calls for her to resign. She seems genuinely chastened. You don't think this is enough to quell those calls?
Well, I don't. There'll be some people, I think, who see how chastened she is, and they probably will, you know, think, okay, well, look, I've made my point, and she's heard my voice, and hopefully this won't be reintroduced. But there are a lot of people. In fact, I've just seen that another protest has just been called for just outside Carrie Lam's office in a couple of hours. So a lot of people will be on the streets to say that they want more. I mean, at the moment, she's got the Beijing government's backing. They gave her that formal backing again publicly yesterday, and she says that she's still got a lot to do here in Hong Kong, so that she's making no signs of going. But look, she did soften her language about some other things too, because you might remember she used the word riot, and that really upset people last week when she was referring to the way that some protesters were acting. Today, she said, well, look, I was acting on the advice of the behaviour of some protesters, but she sort of made that clear that she saw that many protesters were peaceful. So she is giving concessions, but not going as far as some people would want.
Okay, more to watch, I'm sure. Thanks very much for that, Nick. Nick Dole, our reporter in Hong Kong tonight.